You have the floor. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the floor. I'm here as a representative of Banque Populaire Occitane, and of course we're lucky to be able to work with Foster Agri, Alterna, and Enough. So we have quite a good experience with this financial instrument. What is very important to highlight is the articulation between the guidelines set out by policy makers and in terms as far as Foster is concerned through the regional authority, and then the distribution carried out by the banking institution, but also through the various bank advisor or agents on the ground. So we need to make sure that the network can be adapted at the level of the different stakeholders, because if we want to reach out to the biggest number of farmers, we need to make sure that our agents and banking advisor are very knowledgeable about the instruments and are in a position to send the guidelines to their clients so they can make informed decisions. Clearly, as far as Foster Agri is concerned, the tools are used to modernizing livestock farming, to invest in specialized crop production, but also to invest in processing equipment, to have direct sale perhaps at the level of the farm, and also to purchase equipment to process agricultural products. So the scope is very wide and many topics, and it's our advisor who, when they talk with the farmers, will collect the ideas and will provide solutions to the farmers so they can put their project together. And I think this is the differentiating factor between this tool and other instruments. This instrument heavily relies on a full engagement by the farmer, making sure he or she is really thinking about their project. Next slide. Taking over mechanism and looking at a banking institution, what are the advantages of this mechanism? We can support more complex projects with young farmers, and let's be clear, the idea is to take a little bit more risk. With entrepreneurs or farmers that we have not really worked with for much for a long time. And then the other advantage is that there's the loan is guaranteed at the level of 80%, and this allows us to go further also in terms of maturity and the guarantee duration. We realize that our clients' projects are global, and for these, they need 15 years maturities for the loans they take out. And we decided to expand this mechanism to include 15-year loan. In light of the quality of the guarantee, internally, we chose to prioritize this guarantee and to make sure the decision process is sped up when compared with a conventional guarantee mechanism. Obviously, the Foster Agri-supported project have a much quicker decision-making process. Also, because we know more about the project through our discussion with the clients. And in our upstream work with our clients, we also work with our teams to make sure that the implementation runs very smoothly. And we developed an assessment tool that can be used in real time with the client. And at the end of the interview, based on a couple of questions, they have an idea whether their project is eligible or not.
So this is a lot quicker. And then we've simplified the administrative requirements, which means that there is no additional administrative paper to be provided compared to the usual situation. And this gives bankers some autonomy in terms of decision making. It's up to us to respect or to comply with the guidelines. And if the project is clear from an eligibility point of view, the quicker it can the loan can be granted. As far as clients and investors are concerned, the guarantee is free, so a free guarantee in this particular case compared to other possibilities. There is no personal collateral, or they are highly limited. In all projects, even if it's a 15-year maturity, we'll limit as much as possible the personal guarantee that is to be provided. It's limited to 20%. And then it's automatic, as was explained. Clients can negotiate, and there is an almost immediate discount on the rate and on administrative banking fees, since it's a lot simpler for us. And farmers can benefit from a lower total project cost, as the cost of guarantee is a lot lower. I already mentioned it. It's interesting for counselors, but also for investors. We've streamlined the whole administrative procedure. It's been simplified, and this is important for our clients. If we bring this type of guarantee and limit personal collateral, it presents two advantages. Very often, farmers or investors have submitted projects a little more ambitious than they would have done it. There is a very strong link between the advisor and the farmer in terms of risk management. This is true here as well. It's hard to put a figure on it, but when we have projects that go with a Foster guarantee, the project size is a little bit bigger or more ambitious in terms of new activities than with the conventional system. We've seen it with the sanitary, the health crisis linked to COVID-19. When we have one loan with a significant guarantee and a very low personal collateral, this leaves us the possibility to accompany the client, to help them if they have an emergency or if they are in the middle of a crisis. It's a lot easier to grant a new loan in that particular case, and then we can resort to some kind of personal guarantee or collateral. So we can go an extra mile, so to speak. Now, in terms of communication is vital. It's essential. We saw this at the beginning, both for clients and for bank agents. We need some time to understand the facility, to be reassured we have grants and other support systems. Well, we operate in France only, but some farmers and some bank advisors were quite fearful because they thought that if they resorted to the loan, then the client would not be eligible for the subsidy, for the grant. We had to explain, to launch a campaign and repeat this particular aspect. We had to show our clients and other institutions or other advisors what the situation is. We explained that it was possible and we've repeated this message several times. We integrated this in the simulator. So there was no risk for the client. So we had to communicate on internet websites, videos that have been produced by the region. We've produced two or three videos with case studies, which were very interesting for investors. And we've produced flyers, leaflets, and made presentations in local trade shows. And we've communicated with advisors in chambers of commerce or chambers of agriculture who help their members. So this is something that you should take into account. If you want to put in place this facility, you have to help and communicate. It's vital to be successful. Last slide. With all this, we've been able to help a lot of clients. We've seen a number of brand new projects to create agricultural holdings. And each time we've proposed the facility, investors were reassured. And we were reassured in terms of decision making. We've also helped a number of farmers on a small scale for new sectors or cooperatives, a few farmers who wanted to launch a new production or increase the existing production. And as bankers, typically we would have hesitated or we would have given a smaller loan on a smaller scale. Whereas here, we've granted a much bigger loan. And as designed, the facility can help a whole chain, a whole supply chain. We can help companies that are going to transform a sector. We can help producers, but also processors, processing companies. And for the creation of new activities or new segments of activities, this is a very, very helpful facility. We've also helped young farmers set up their business in arboriculture, tree planting. And this was essential because we mentioned land financing. This was not the problem here, but in arboriculture, the cost of planting trees is quite high. And we have loans with deferred maturity over 24 months. So it's quite useful. And in the case of tree planting, we can wait until these trees are actually producing. It's a very interesting mechanism. And we've been able to finance much larger projects than in the past. And we've also contributed to projects towards organic farming and new activities as well for agriculturists. Okay, so much for my presentation, and I give you the floor.
Merci.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Griton.